But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday Night Fights, starting now.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away, go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Gonna start you off with the Battle of the Boston Bands. Here's Dig Isles Band. WMFO Medford.
Get it!
One of the longest screams in rock and roll, probably. That's the Jay Giles Band from 1971. I'm going to fade it out. It's called It Ain't What You Do, It's How You Do It from 1971. I figured the first round here is going to be the battle for Boston bands, the Battle of Boston. So that is the Jay Giles Band, and I'm going to pick another Boston band. And Jim McDermott is here once again as my co-host and my guest judge. How you doing, Jim?
Excellent. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming back. We got pretty good weather today after that blowout yesterday. I was sitting, and all of a sudden the internet went down. I got the trots in the middle of a thunderstorm. I'm like, what is going on? It started thundering, and the lightning hit so big I got scared. And all of a sudden, I just dropped my drawers and had a little moment.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm doing all right now. I changed my shorts. I'm here at WMFO in Medford.
Clean, good.
Keeping it nice and clean. That's what we like to do here. They call me Two Shorts Earl. So next I'm going to bring you the Cars, and this is what we do here on Friday Night Fights. Today we're going to do something a little different. It's going to be one versus another, so it'll only be two bands each round. And I got a whole bunch of stuff. So I have this first round's going to be 1970s versus the 2000s. And then I got some that are going to be 1960s versus the 80s. I've got a Civil War, so it'll be the 70s versus the 70s. The 80s versus the 80s will be a Civil War round. And I've actually got a whole bunch of different topics here. So I got 16 different topics. And after this one, you know, I'll let you pick the topics, and then we'll go from there. We'll get through about seven or eight of them probably in the 2 hours we are on the show here. Two hours and less change right now. Next one is going to be from the Cars. So it's going to be Jay Giles Band versus The Cars. And the song is something that's a little bit later from The Cars. This is from 2011. This one is called Blue Tip. It's Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford.
You think you're true.
So that was The Cars with Blue Tip from 2011. Pretty good album. They had a couple of hits on there. Move Like This was the name of the album. And from 30 years earlier, actually 40 years earlier, it was J. Giles Band from the album The Morning After with It Ain't What You Do, in parentheses, It's How You Do It. Jim, what do you think, J. Giles or The Cars?
I like the bluesy J. Giles kind of thing there. I like that better anyways, and then the little more techno, Just the Tip, or whatever it was.
Just the tip. Blue Tip.
Blue Tip. Well, that's... Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different story.
I think it would have got maybe a little bit more of a letter grade if it was just the tip. I think it would have got like from the B to a B plus range.
Exactly.
On that. But I have to say that J. Giles Band, I'm voting for the J. Giles Band too. As much as I love The Cars, since it's a later one, it's an interesting sound because they kind of put the same sound out from, you know, 30 years earlier, but kind of updated it too.
Yeah.
So that's what's interesting about that.
Yeah, we were saying off air that was little Thomas Dolby to start out, like the Blinded Me with Science beginning, I thought, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's very good though. I still enjoy The Cars, but for the Battle of Boston today, it looks like the J. Giles so far. You never know though, because people are allowed to vote. This is one place where your vote does count, so if you want to call in and make a quick vote, it's 855-915-WMFO. If you want to go to WMFO.org, DJ Chat, I will be on there checking for votes for the next 15 minutes or so for round one. But right now, Jim and I have given two votes to the J. Giles Band for the Battle of Boston today, round one here on the Friday Night Fights. And I'm going to let you pick, Jim. I got a whole bunch of different ones here. One of the things we could talk about briefly, and I actually set one up in the middle of this. I have a Greg Kinn round because he had passed away. And in between that and today, the guy from Great White had passed away. So two pretty good rock and rollers.
Yep.
And so I have the Greg Kinn round where it was a civil war, where it's whether or not you like one of his two songs better than the other one. And I guess we could do the same for Great White. So we could do something like that. Or we could pit one against the other. So we could do that for a round. Or we could pick one of the many other ones that we have here.
I think I'd do the Civil War one. I feel like the Great White, I mean, you know, being responsible for killing and maiming hundreds.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
You're going to lose that.
One thing. It's funny because...
Was that the channel?
In Rhode Island. Yeah, in Providence. And that's the one thing. It's like I had almost forgotten that had happened. I'm like, oh yeah, that was that band. So he was the lead singer of Great White, and they had a pyrotechnics show at their rock and roll show, and it got out of hand, and 100 people died, and then
200 more got
they couldn't get
injured,
out.
And one of his own band members too.
Yeah,
I think the drummer or somebody.
One of them died. One of the band members died too.
Yeah, they had the exits weren't right. The soundproofing was what caught fire because it wasn't up to code, and it was just basically like, you know, egg carton, sort of thing. And it did, as soon as the fireworks hit it, which were not. They weren't licensed to do or anything like that.
Right. They weren't supposed to do it, but, you know, it was on. I don't know what happened with the outcome of that either. I should have. It happened so.
The club owner went to jail.
Who did?
The club owner went to jail. And he was like a journalist, too. Like, he was a pretty serious journalist, and, mm-hmm. and he got in all kinds of trouble and went to jail, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think he has any money left to sue for. I'm sure all the families got nothing because it was, you know, a burnt out building and legal fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, so Jack Russell was the lead singer's name. He died of Lewy body dementia, which is basically what Robin Williams had. He was 63 years old. And, so that happened earlier today. And the guy from Greg Kinn, he died yesterday, right, of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are similar
situations,
but medically different. But.
Yeah, they're both awful.
Yeah,
they're both awful.
It's like,
there's no good way
anybody.
To go, but it's like, geez, if you had to choose, which one would you want to choose? They're both awful.
Rotten from the brain out is not the way to do it.
That's where I think assisted suicide is the answer.
Just,
you know, I understand why Robin Williams did what he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not advocating it, but I would definitely think about that myself.
I'm not knocking you for it either, though, because that's ugly.
Yeah,
that's an ugly way to go.
And it does take a bit of bravery to actually do that, too. You know, it's it's both cowardice and brave,
yeah.
I think, because you're really leaving everybody behind to pick up the pieces, which is one of the hallmarks.
Can't you go to Vermont and do that legally now?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Vermont.
You could drive up there and, like, you got to stay for like a week. And
I
then
could go
can...
this weekend or something. Just check it out.
Yeah,
stay
well,
for a week.
You know what? Why don't, yeah. Wait till October when the foliage is out. It'll be a nice time for it.
That's true. Yeah, that would be a better time to go.
I think so.
If I decided, you know, this is it.
Although it's less crowded now, so like the traffic won't right now is a decent time to go, maybe.
Right now?
I think, well.
We got to wait for the show. We got all kinds of things to do.
Yeah,
we'll
you know.
Go at, we'll go at 8.
Yeah.
We'll go get some cheese.
Yeah,
we got good
syrup.
Cheese in Vermont.
Some syrup.
Yep.
Some craft syrup. Beers.
Yeah, some people call syrup like syrup. How do they pronounce
syrup.
It? It's a little different.
No.
It's like with an I instead of a Y.
Yeah.
Syrup.
No, I don't. I can't.
Am I saying
I don't even know
different?
How I say it right now because now I've heard it wrong. And
I think I've heard it wrong. I've been pronouncing it right the whole time, and I think I'm now saying it wrong. Is it syrup or syrup?
Syrup. Syrup.
It's not syrup.
Syrup.
You know, it's probably one of the best things in the world, though. Bacon, syrup, eggs on toast, good woman. A bad woman.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I don't know. Hey, you know what came up to me? We were talking a little bit about death here. What about last meals? What would you have for a last meal? Any ideas?
Oh, boy.
Probably a steak or something?
Like I feel
steak
like
teriyaki.
That. Yeah, steak. Yeah. I'd surf and turf.
Oh, nice.
Or get a little of both. You don't want just the one thing to be the last thing you had. You want a little variety, I think.
See, I don't know if I'd want to be full, though, if I had to go out, because then, you know, everything lets loose. And I don't. I would even be embarrassed going into the afterlife.
But that's the great part. It's not your problem.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a feeling like all of a sudden I'd be. You know how people float above the air and see themselves dying? I have a feeling I'd be watching myself like poop my pants in front of everybody and just get embarrassed.
Or if you're like a ghost and you have poop pants like for the eternity as a ghost, that'd be pretty horrible.
I'd be going to meet the great king and I'd just be like, geez, you know, hold on a second. It's like I'm embarrassed. I can't go just yet. Somebody clean me up.
Hose me down.
Somebody clean me
again.
Hose me down before
one
I get
last
to the
hosing.
Before I get to the Golden Gates. But yeah, I'd probably have, you know, steak and eggs, something like that.
Steak and eggs is a
or
great
meal. Or lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little heavy.
Lasagna's a little heavy in one note, you know. Yeah. You'd have to have some other stuff with it.
You know what I'd probably do, though? I'd order out, and I'd order out in, like, Florida, so it took them an extra day to bring it to me.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I could last an
I want
an
some
extra
of that
day.
Alaskan salmon.
So could,
go catch it.
I could hope the governor calls in and pardons me. I get the extra hour. I'd be delaying it, you know. But, yeah, who knows? We got off on a tangent there
we
a little
did.
Bit.
That's okay.
So, all right. So should we do Great White versus Greg Kin, or Greg Kin versus Greg Kin, or...
Kin on Kin, Conspiracy.
Kin on Kin, all right.
That was the name of the album, right? Conspiracy?
Yeah, I think you're right. K-I-H-N, just like how I spell Chris, K-R-I-S. This was kind of interesting. Today, I was asked to be added to a mailing list for work. And then the girl said, I just added her. It'll be nice to be working with her. And my boss said, Chris is male. He goes by him.
He's one ugly woman.
He goes by him. And I said, it's Earl and it's Mister. And he's like, don't respond to her that way.
He,
like,
him.
And I said, how about Speedo or Duke? The Duke.
The Duke, yeah.
I've always enjoyed the Duke.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was kind of my 90s nickname was the Duke. And it's gone into the 10s and 20s.
Sure.
As well. Yep. All right, let me see where Kin is. The Kin round is... number 9. Just give me a second because I'm going to jump around
number
here.
Number 9.
I got some great ones today. I got the candy round. I got Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I've got,
that's up my wheelhouse.
I've got the Theft round. I've got the Demented round. The Dylan cover round. The Fire round. Actually, that'll go right with the Great White, actually.
Yep.
Maybe we'll do that one after the Great Kin round here. All right, so Great Kin had two big ones. There was the breakup song, and there was Jeopardy. Which one do you like better? I'm going to play them both in a row for you. Here you go. It's the Greg Kin round. It's WMFO, Medford, Mass. Friday Night Fights with Jim and Chris here with you until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Just an hour before.
Greg Kinn, R.I.P. Greg Kinn. Here's a second one, Jeopardy. Which one do you like better, this one or the breakup song, which we just played? There we go. There's Jeopardy, and then right before that, we had the breakup song, or they call it Both good songs. What are you going for? Jim.
That's a tough one. This is a tough one. They're both really good, and I kind of forgot about both of them until, you know, it's probably been 10 years since I thought of either song or heard either song.
There's one that I lean towards more, and now that I've heard both in full, For the last day, since I've listened to it a couple times in preparation for the show, there's one that I lean toward more, and I'm going to tell you why. Weird Al did a parody of it.
I lost in Jeopardy.
And
exactly
it turned out to be as big or bigger than Greg Kinn's, because Weird Al was coming out, and he had Eat It, and that was also on there, and that was also a big hit.
I Love Rocky Road.
I Love Rocky Road was on there, and... Yeah, Weird Al came out just a year or two earlier, and that became one of the big hits. And I loved the Jeopardy song just a little bit more. I like the breakup song, and I like that. I love the bass in the Jeopardy song, though. It's just wacky. It's like kind of all over the place there, the bass line in it. But both great songs, and they're both from the album Kin Solidation.
Oh.
K-I-H-N. Very nice.
Not Kinspiracy.
It's Kin Solidation is okay. What it's called. Yeah. But very, very good. Very good wordplay there. So, yeah, he had a few different. Let me go through the Greg Kin Band discography here.
Yeah.
He had quite a few albums. Holy moly.
So
there was Greg Kin. There was Greg Kin again. Yep. Very from 77. There's the Next of Kin. That's
now
clever.
He's getting clever.
That's clever.
Now he's getting clever. The first two, not so much.
This is sounding like my parody album when I did The Lost Boys. And I had just like The Boys, The Lost Boys, Boys 2, Boys Don't Cry. With the Naked Eye was on there. Glass House Rock. Rock Kin Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, clever. Continued. Kinspiracy. Kintagious,
yep.
Citizen Kin. This phony's kind of a dick.
Yeah,
it's pretty good though. Love and Rock and Roll, Kin Solidation, the best of Greg Kin.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's in there. Uncontrollable, Kin of Hearts. That's kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
What is that? Kin of Hearts. Like King?
Is that like he already had the whole album ready to go and he needed a name, and usually it's pretty clever and he was like, I don't know, Kin of Hearts.
Then he must have been going through an actual breakup or divorce because he just named the next one Mutiny.
Oh, yeah.
King Biscuit Flower Hour, they must have done that. Remember that show, King Biscuit Flower Hour? They would do like live CDs of King Biscuit. It was like radio, and they syndicated it all through the lands. I know Billy Squire did one.
The only thing I know about that, I feel like that's a album you can buy, and it was like constantly on like at 2 in the morning play to...
I think it was a radio show at a certain... I think it may have been New York or California. I don't even know, to tell you the truth. I don't even want to speculate. But I know King Biscuit Flower Hour was the name of a show, and they produced a bunch of records or CDs for bands. Horror show, True Confessions.
Okay.
He named one Jeopardy in 2004, in case anybody forgot him. Yeah. Greg Kin Live featuring Rye Kin. Who the hell is Rye Kin?
Gonna be his kid, right?
Oh, here's a good one. This is great. 2011, Kinplete. then he had 2012, the Greg Kin Band, Best of Berserkly, and then the final album in 2017 was called Rekindled, which is clever too.
Yeah,
so a lot of great albums, a lot of great album names.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, like the last 10 didn't chart at all, though, huh?
Yeah, Kint Stand 'Em. Can't stand him. He was great, though. I think he was a good rocker.
Yeah.
And we're going to remember him, and we're remembering him now.
Especially like early MTV. He was like a staple in early MTV.
Yes. And the Jeopardy video was great. Breakup song video, great. So what do you think? I'm going to tell you where they met for the Billboard Hot 100. That might help you, or it might not. The breakup song hit number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. Jeopardy hit number 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even think it was that high.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
I would have guessed both of them lower than they actually... I
would have said they were in the top 40. I wouldn't have said they were in the top 10s or 20s even.
I think the Jeopardy... I mean...
You don't have to vote right now. You can think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the more you... especially because it's got a great parody too.
Yeah. Pretty good. What do you guys think out there? If you want to vote... Greg Kin round, a little civil war here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris and Jim. We're going to go, why don't we go to the fire? What do you think? We were talking about Great White. We might as well go to the fire round here. I have two completely different fire songs, one from the 1950s, and the one after is going to be from the 2000s. First one here from the 1950s is Hank Williams with Setting the Woods on Fire here on WMFO in Medford.
Setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your fella. you look sweller, setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks, tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly, you be Daffy and I'll be Dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
Round three, songs about fire. This is Prodigy with Spitfire. We'll be right back. All right. There you go. So we had a little Spitfire, and we also had Setting the Woods on Fire, Prodigy, and Hank Williams. Both great. So what was your official Greg Kinn? Did you lean towards one or the other?
I already forgot about that.
Yeah, you didn't actually vote.
I didn't really just get my vote, did
no,
I?
No, no, you were torn.
Jeopardy was the one
it's
I think.
It's all right, you don't have to vote. You want to give it a tie right up the middle?
No, I'm saying Jeopardy.
You going to go Jeopardy?
Yeah.
All right. I'll mark you down there.
We got two outside votes for the breakup song.
Yeah.
So now we're tied again.
Everybody else, we're on round three here. We got Hank Williams versus the Prodigy. So it's the 1950s versus the 2000s, specifically 2004. I like both of them. What do you think, Jim? Completely two different moods right there.
Completely.
Completely two. One, you're in the woods and you're having fun with a girl eating bowls of chili. And the other one, you're in World War II and they're calling you Spitfires. You shoot everything down. Two right. Different moods.
Yeah, that's night and day right there.
Yeah.
I'm not a country guy, mm-hmm. but I do like the old stuff. I'm going with Hank.
Yeah, I'm going with Hank, too. As much as I love The Prodigy, that one I loved at first, but it goes on, you know, like a lot of these electronic tunes that were industrial electronica from the 2000s, 2010s, it just seemed that they went on too long. It's like, this
it
is a disco.
Out.
We don't need 20 minutes of intenseness, you know?
Well, also, I kind of forgot what it was and then was listening to it again, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh, this is still on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that can't
and it's
be
like,
good.
All you need to know is if I was in World War II, they'd call him Spitfire, and that's pretty much it, you know?
That's the point right there.
Yeah, and plus they had a better song about fire, The Prodigy, if you remember this one. The Firestarter. Like, if this was up against Hank Williams, I would have had trouble, because The Firestarter is a great one. This was from The Fat of the Land.
The Fat of the Land.
Oh, yeah, and it had the crab on the cover. Like, there's a crab going across a beach. Like, one of the best covers of all times, I thought. It's like a hermit crab, and he's got his pinches up, ready to fight.
Ready to duke it out.
Matter of fact, I'm going to make that for next Friday Night Fights. I'm going to use that and steal the cover.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I'll put a bowl of chili in his hands. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
See a crab eating a bowl of chili?
I
know they like
that.
Ham. My grandmother used a ham bone to get crabs when we were down at Myrtle Beach.
Really?
Yeah. She put a ham bone in the crab... crab trap.
Crab pot.
We pulled out like three crabs, and then we put them in the pot and ate it. It was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they taste like ham?
The crabs? No, they taste like crabs.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they had a nice last meal.
Yeah.
nice crab.
A little ham bone.
Nice ham bone for the crab, and then we got to eat the crabs. Everybody won. Everybody won. Plus us, because we got to live long in the crab. But,
yeah, yeah. You know. I don't think crabs live that long altogether anyways.
Yeah. This one's fun, though. This one's Twisted Firestarter. But at this point, the Prodigy was already, you know, around for a long time. So I had the chance to see them when I was out in Scotland. And I was kind of scared to go, because some people in Scotland, just like anywhere, people are crazy. But I heard people were really crazy in this club that I was going to go to. So I'm just like, yeah, nobody else wanted to go. So I just decided not to. But
yeah, you went.
I think I would have
fringe?
Enjoyed that. Yeah, when I was at the Fringe, yeah. Yeah, in Scotland. The Prodigy were playing one night. And I'm like, yeah, that would have been a pretty badass. But alas, no. So we got two for Hank Williams. You never know. Prodigy might get a vote or two if you want to make a vote.
Did Hank drink himself to death?
Chat. Did he?
I think he did.
He had at least one kid, right? Because he had Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, not a big Obama fan.
Oh, Hank Williams Jr.?
He got kicked off. He had the Monday Night Football song.
Oh, right,
and
right, right.
He got kicked off for saying something about Obama. I forget what it even was.
Really? What a boob.
Yeah.
What do you do that for?
He literally worked like what, 15, 20 nights a week? I mean, a year? Doing that song for opening for Monday Night Football and
right.
Blew that.
Boy, what a shame. I mean, his father there, Hank Williams, he only lived to 29. He wasn't part of the 27 club, but all the you know, artists that died at the age of 27, but still 29 to have... so many songs and be
right.
So beloved. He was beloved. I don't think Hank Williams Jr. was beloved like his dad.
No.
You know?
No, he's just a goofy guy that's kind of funny, and then he opened his mouth and ruined his career.
Yeah. But talk about nepotism. He really got Yeah, he really got a career out of his dad, huh?
So now we got Faith Hill instead of him. I think that's who took over after Hank.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of nepotism in the music business.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I had learned three chords. I could still learn three chords and maybe be a rock star or a TikTok star.
Yeah,
I think that's the better chance, is to be a TikTok star. I got 20 seconds just like anybody.
You could be an Instagram model, too.
I think maybe. Yeah. I was just watching like some...
Probably got to wax a little.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't... You know, I'll get TikTok videos from other people, so there's not a real algorithm for me yet. It's still trying to figure out what I like. So I get all kinds of weird stuff on there. You know, I saw like some... You know, for a while, it was a lot of fat girls dancing. And I'm like, why am I seeing all these fat girls dancing?
Yeah.
And finally, you know, I started seeing other stuff like guys doing magic tricks, you know? Like, guy would put up one finger, and then he'd like, take out a bag and put his finger... He'd put the bag over his finger, and then he'd come back with, like, the three fingers out. And then it would be like, what do you think about that? And it was like the guy had one finger and then hit it, and then he had three fingers. And everybody's like, that's the most amazing trick I've ever seen. Like, 10,000 comments of a guy doing that. And I'm like, that's not even a magic trick. That's just an ass.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. And then they're like, send me stars, send me flowers, send me, you know, whatever, a woodchuck,
take
whatever
me on
they
vacation
do.
With you.
There's some kind of wampum, some kind of like monetary value to these things now. It's like pennies on the dollar. How are people making money off these things? How have I not known how to make money off these things? This would be something that I should have done.
I you're not asking the right person if you're asking me how to make money.
Well,
I know how to spend money.
We're mostly just projecting.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're mostly just
throwing
it out to
the universe.
I feel
like I have a lot of good
ideas,
and then it'd be like, I don't know. I'll just go have another beer. I don't feel like doing all that. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, I was watching like something on the 80s, like 1989, and how it was a defining year for many, many people. For all of us, it basically said. I think it was on, you know...
1989?
1989. Like, it was talking about all the things that happened in 89. And there was a lot of interesting things in there.
Is stuff
about
the wall
internet. The wall coming down, like the Public Enemy and the birth of rap. And there's a lot of things in there. It's pretty interesting. Batman taking over and the Little Mermaid and The Simpsons happened in 89.
See all the ones in 84? All the movies out in 84?
A lot of great movies. 1984 was a great year.
Yeah.
Great year for music and movies.
Yeah.
In my opinion, one of the best years for 80, was 84.
Porky's 2.
Porky's 2, of course. Yeah. Yeah. No, I saw a t-shirt the other day that said, "We got Bush," and it was the guy from Revenge of the Nerds on it. Do you remember that character from Revenge of the Nerds?
The one that raped the girl? Or the...
Oh, my God. Is that what happened?
Well, no. In the movie, technically raped her because he had the mask.
In the movie, the nerd, yes.
Yeah. Was it Darth Vader mask? Or
yes. Something? Yeah. Well, it was the mask of the guy that was her boyfriend.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And then she was fine with it.
Yeah, no,
That's what was messed up.
Yeah, it was not okay, though.
That was the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
It was the 80s. That happened in Risky Business, not Risky Business, 16 Candles. Remember, Jake has the hot girlfriend, and then Anthony Michael Hall ends up taking her out. And
yeah, he gave her to
she's
her.
She's all messed up. And he's supposed to drive her home, and then like he looks at the camera, and he breaks the fourth wall, and he's like, I'm gonna rail this chick.
Right.
And he does.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, and she liked it, too. She's like, I'm with a nerd now. See, this is when nerds, like, they never got any... You know, anything really.
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody says geek all the time, like it's endearing. It's like, no, if you were a geek, you got the snob beat out of it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like now it's like everybody seems to be a nerd. Like they want to be a nerd after the .com boom.
Zuckerberg and Musk and
Zuckerberg.
The rest of them.
Musk. Musky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit on the way over, Musk and Trump meeting up, and they're just kind of, it's gibberish back and forth.
Yeah, that's
like, we're going to have a conversation. It's like nobody can enunciate. I'm like, what is going on here?
Right.
Or put two fragments together.
And then they broke some labor laws while they were doing that.
Oh, did they?
They threatened to fire, yeah, so that you can't do that.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Something about threatening
to
fire people.
They're getting sued for that, just for their little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's on everyone else nowadays. And then somebody's on them. Everybody's watching each other. Everybody's suing each other. That's what the world is coming to. That's what America's coming to. Everybody's suing one another.
I don't.
Everybody's in legal.
I don't think I've ever been sued or sued
trouble.
Anybody.
No?
No. Again, why I probably don't have any money.
You've gotten in trouble. I mean, gotten in trouble.
I've gotten plenty of trouble.
Yeah. Seen a judge or two. Yep. But, want to stay away from it as much as you can. But unfortunately, if the person that is against you has a problem, then you're going to have a problem.
Right.
So it's just there's no communication anymore. Some things could be fixed with a handshake or a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would run on.
Or a good swift
backhand. Is it too late for me to run? I have about 2.5 months. I would just say, I won't do a damn thing. We'll keep everything the same. I won't change anything. We'll all just take a break. That's going to be my campaign.
Yeah, pause.
Let's take a break.
Who
deserves a break today? America.
Yeah, every one of us.
Yeah, everybody in America. We deserve a break today. Let's see. What should we do next?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see if there's a couple of votes here. If you want to go into DJ Chat, it's at WMFO.org, and you can vote there. I got a couple for the breakup song, a couple for Hank Williams. And Jim and I are here until 7 p.m. And this one's casual. This is casual Friday Night Fights, kind of different. We're going to just do one or the other. We were doing three or four ones at a time, and I just thought this was a little easier way to do it. And a much more casual conversation. So it's fighting, but it's more spiritual. It's more conversational. So I got, let's see, songs about Friday, songs about Monday, the sax round, the live or live, the live round, the demented round, the rock and roll round, Dylan cover round.
Let's do Dylan cover.
Dylan cover.
Dylan
All right.
cover round.
This one's interesting. I got. I was going to do Dylan versus the Wallflowers, but there were a couple of great Dylan covers along the way. A lot of people cover Dylan like they cover the Beatles. It's probably one of the most widely covered artists.
Well, he's got great lyrics. He just sounds like a, you know, whatever he sounds like. I don't even know.
I saw him at UMass, and I don't know what drug he was on, but he made no sense. And then I saw him like a year later, and he was great at Great Woods. It was almost like, hey, it's UMass, free show, everybody's messed up, I'm going to get messed up too. Plus, he showed up late. And when I saw him a year later,
That's
it was like
rude.
A different man. But I didn't have a lot of respect for him when he did that.
Yeah.
But the Beastie Boys played UMass. Man, that was awesome. That was one of my favorites. Can you imagine getting the Beastie Boys for college, for your high school band? Amazing. That was right at the, in 92, too. It's great. But I should have a Beastie Boys round next year, next show. So we're going to do Dylan. Let's see. Where is it? It is number 12. Let me go down here. Number 12. And everybody settle down and relax. It's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford. It ain't me, babe.
Music.
No.
Song.
It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Here it is. First one's Guns N' Roses. The Dylan cover round here on WMFO in Medford.
on heaven's stone wall. Hey, 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 yeah.